Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 427 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Was Miss Mary Perkins, that's what I call her, this lady that is dead. I don't know her name. After she went upstairs, I heard her steps going towards the office. And after she went in the office, I heard two people walking out of the office and going like they were coming down the steps. But they didn't come down the steps. They went back towards the metal department. After they went back there, I heard the lady scream. Then I didn't hear no more. And the next person I saw coming in there was Miss Montine Stover. She had on a pair of tennis shoes and a raincoat. She stayed there a pretty good while. It wasn't so very long either. She came back down the steps and left. After she came back down the steps and left, I heard somebody from the metal department come running back there upstairs on their tiptoes. Then I heard somebody tiptoeing back towards the metal department. After that, I kind of dozed off and went to sleep. Next thing I knew, Mr. Frank was up over my head stamping, and then I went and locked the door and sat on the box a little while. And the next thing I heard was Mr. Frank calling. I don't know how many minutes it was. After that, I heard him whistle. When I heard him whistling, I went and unlocked the door just like he said and went on up the steps. Mr. Frank was standing up there at the top of the steps and shivering and trembling and rubbing his hands like this. He had a little rope in his hands and a long, wide piece of cord. His eyes were large and they looked right funny. He looked funny out of his eyes. His face was red. Yes, he had a cord in his hands, just like this here cord. After I got up to the top of the steps, he asked me, "Did you see that little girl who passed here just a while ago?" And I told him I saw one come along there and she come back again. And